Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Who would give a one-star review to Mother Nature? Well, it turns out a lot of people do. So today on CityCast Las Vegas, I am quizzing our two lovely co-hosts, David Figler and Sarah Lohman, and they're going to try to guess which natural wonders around Las Vegas these one-star reviews describe. Play along, let us know how you did. It's Tuesday, January 30th. I'm Sonia Cho Swanson, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Sarah, David, welcome to your show, CityCast Las Vegas.
Welcome to my show. Welcome to our show, David.
Yeah, it's your chance on the big rematch here of the one-star reviews. I squeaked ahead last time, Sarah. Will there be a two-peat?
I forgot that I lost last time until you just reminded me.
So did now you, though?
Really?
Barely though.
I have to get my game face on because I cannot have let that happen twice.
I just assume I'm going to get slaughtered this round.
Listen, it was a very close match last time.
Yeah.
And I would like our listeners to know that it is fiercely competitive. So this has a lot of stakes. There's a lot of stakes involved here.
Drinks next time. When Dry January is over, the loser has to buy the winner drinks.
Okay, that's fair.
So here's how it works. I'm going to start reading the one-star review. If you think you know where it is, you're going to buzz in by shouting your own name.
Okay.
Which was what we did last time, and it worked, so we're going to do that again.
Ish. Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Yeah, it worked.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm reading you the first. Oh, and I should just say, so we know what the parameters are, these are not all specifically in Nevada, but they are within... I would say a 2 to 3 hour drive of Nevada. So consider them natural wonders that are easily accessible from Las Vegas.
Okay. So not even like the valley, not even the state necessarily, but could be California, could be Arizona, could be New Mexico.
No, New Mexico is more Utah.
I would just say they're all in the Mojave Desert.
Okay.
Does that feel like a fair?
Yeah, it's a good parameter.
That's good.
Parameter. Okay, great. All right, first one.
Yeah.
This is from Gina M. from Los Angeles, who writes, "Went to blank this past week, and let me tell you, all caps, it's a big old waste of time. There was dirt, all caps, everywhere, and the hiking trail was too long. Also, where are the vending machines? And nowhere to charge my phone. It's way too deep to even see the bottom. The only thing."
Oh, ding. Ding.
Of course, I started with best just like, blah, blah. So.
It confused me.
I'm going to guess that that's the Grand Canyon.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Which rim?
Southern
rim.
There was no rim on this particular review.
My mom and I went to the Grand Canyon for her 75th and my 40th birthday, and she had gotten really into that Instagram account, One Star Reviews. And so I got her the poster for her. This artist illustrates one-star reviews, and it just says a big hole, a great big hole, one star.
There you go.
So I will never forget.
It. Was there more to that review, Sonia, or was that pretty much it?
There is one line I have to read you that I couldn't read you because it would give too much away for obvious reasons, which you will see now.
Uh-huh.
Grand Canyon, more like Grand Blandian.
Wow. Oh, what a stretch.
Wow. I know.
Not even good. She had the easiest line. Grand Canyon, more like Bland Canyon.
Thank you, David.
What? So easy. I don't trust anything this person writes.
This is why we make the big bucks.
Clearly, their pun-making ability is what disqualifies this review. So,
100%.
Yeah. The next review comes from Mateo M. from Seattle. "Not much more than a bunch of rocks and sand. The sand totally ruined a new pair of shoes of mine. The park should reimburse me for my loss since it did not provide warnings, since it got into parts of the boot from which it cannot be extricated. There's no water anywhere, and if you try to drink water at blank, it tastes like crap and will give you the craps. The lack of water and hot climate is a real health and safety hazard. And the park is making a real liability for the public by not passing out water bottles. It's crazy.
Sarah?
Yeah?
Red Rock?
All right. Do you want me to keep reading,
going.
David?
Yeah, please keep reading.
Okay. So not only was I thirsty the entire time, but a freaking coyote stole my breakfast burrito. It was my last breakfast burrito. The rangers should feed the animals more and or give them some obedience training so they won't steal food from travelers.
This can't be real.
Oh, anyway, not a lot to see here unless ugly brown rocks are your thing. Do yourself a favor and skip this place.
Ugly brown rocks. Where would they be? Valley of Fire.
Oh, so close. It's like Death Valley.
Oh, Death
Valley.
Death Valley?
Yeah.
They didn't like... Okay, I can't get too mad about this, Sonia. I don't even know them. And I'm glad that Cody stole their burrito. They sound like they deserve it.
He wanted rangers to pass out water bottles and feed the animals.
I mean, it is Death Valley. I'm not going to fault him for that. I think all the rangers should always have water on them.
How are you going to not bring water to Death? It has death in the name. How are you not going to bring your own water to Death Valley?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, you're ready for the next one? So now we've got 0-0 for that round. So Sarah is still at 1 and David is still at 0. All right. Eric H. from Oak Brook, Illinois writes, "Where the hell is this place? We drove there and around it, and it was a parking lot. Are you kidding me? All the pictures described on this website was not seen. It was frustrating. If I could give it a 0-star, I would."
David.
Yes.
Rhyolite?
Okay. Lake Mead?
Oh,
gosh.
You know, sorry. This is kind of a tricky one because it's vague.
Yeah, let's maybe do a second round of guesses here.
You want a second? Okay, second try, David. Go for it.
I was going to offer to collaborate, David, and say,
No collaboration.
No collaboration.
Only competition.
We tried the Great British Bake Off, and it turned into Chopped.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I'm the mean guy on Great British Bake Off. I'm Matt, and I'm here to introduce some sass and spice.
Mm. Matt's gone, by the way. There's a very nice woman now.
I actually really dislike Matt, so I'm kind of glad.
Nobody liked Matt.
I know. Right. The joy is returned to the set of Bake Off.
Yeah.
Okay, what is a parking lot?
It's just a big parking lot, and none of the things, and this is a natural wonder.
Can you give us one more hint? Like, is it in Nevada?
This one actually is in Nevada, yes.
Giant parking lot in Nevada. And I'm sure many listeners now are like, it's blank, you dum-dums.
No, what could it
possibly
be? Well,
I will say this, which is that there is actually quite a lot to see, and it's kind of bewildering that this person only found the parking lot. Like, that is actually itself the hilarious part.
I mean, David, did they just stop at the Mount Charleston Visitor Center and didn't move on?
Ding,
that
ding,
was
ding.
About to be my guess.
Oh my god.
Literally went to Mount Charleston, only went to the parking lot.
It's a beautiful parking lot, though.
Yeah, like, no, it's great. Nice and views. That little amphitheater behind there. Still.
Yeah, lovely views. Oh, clear boy. Access to the trails. All right, David, we're 1-1 once again.
We're not
faking this, by the way. This is,
no, we're not.
It's always this high stakes.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at lq.com.
You ready for another one?
No. Yep. Yes. Of
yes.
course.
Okay. This one's a short one, a quickie. Okay. It's Robert S. from Las Vegas who writes, "It's okay. There's just big ass rocks and shit. Yeah, it's okay. Would rather go bowling. 2 out of 5. I like bowling."
David.
Yes.
Since it's close to bowling over at Red Rock, I'm going to say Red Rock.
That's correct. Good job.
No.
The hint was in the review.
Yes. And I actually have to confess that this was actually a 2 out of 5 star review.
But it is funny.
1 star. Yeah, it was way funnier than the 1 star reviews, which were just kind of like sad and angry. So thanks, Robert, for your love of bowling.
And for that hint to me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I
David
have bowled there. It is a good bowling alley. Yeah.
David 2, Sarah 1. Ready for the next one. Jill H. from North Las Vegas says, This is a beautiful park. If only someone could clean the bird crap off the tables and pick up the dog crap all over the place.
Beautiful park.
Bird
Tell
crap.
Us, is it in Nevada or not in Nevada?
Wait, Sarah.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, go ahead.
Is it the one with the peacocks?
Yes. Could you name it in 5 seconds?
No, I don't know.
Just
it.
Say Floyd Lamb.
Floyd Lamb. I don't know the name. I'm too new.
No,
I didn't
give
even
that
know
to
there
you.
Was peacocks wandering around a park until our Hey Lost Knit Legis newsletter, which everyone should sign up for. And I was like, I'm sorry, there's the what now? We've just got loose, feral peacocks wandering around a city park.
Yeah, they're best.
Strutting
the best.
Around. Yeah. But it's so funny. The one-star reviews almost, in fact, many of the multi-starred reviews for Floyd Lamb State Park almost all mention poop. There's an alarming amount of poop in the Floyd Lamb reviews on Yelp.
Mm. Digression, but I think I mentioned before that I used to work at a zoo.
Oh,
because we're talking about tuberculosis. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, zoos used to have free, maybe this is going to hurt the peacocks. Zoos used to have free wandering peacocks, but they would also like drag TB from one side of the park to another. So they got rid of them because it can like make other birds sick and it can be like da 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 da. So I was also surprised to find out that we have feral peacocks. But this was back in the late 90s. Maybe things have changed. Attitudes towards free peacocks have changed.
Perhaps TB isn't an issue yet there?
Avian TB? I don't know. But it did surprise me and I do want to go see them. Can I get a half point?
No, you get the full point. I acquiesce.
You
knew
David.
The place. I just knew the name. That's
okay.
Okay.
All right. So now we're at 2-2.
Yeah.
British
Now we're at 2-2.
Style.
Are you guys ready for the ultimate question?
Yeah.
Should we do two more or do you guys want to do one more?
Just keep going. Let's see what happens. Till we run out of time. Till we wear the patience of our listeners.
Okay. So here's the last question. This is the tiebreaker question. All right?
Okay.
Here we go. Someone who is titling themselves The Gamer S from San Francisco writes, I can't believe my rotten luck. The family is yelling at me to go on a summer vacation, so I ended up looking for a cheap place to go. I end up finding blank, and after consulting Wikipedia, I ended up thinking it was a good idea. All caps, I was wrong. We roll into the park, and as soon as we step out of the car, we were all dying of the heat. All caps, why is it so hot here? I mean, like,
David.
Seriously, the kids...
David!
David, go!
Joshua Tree National Park.
Ding, ding, ding! Correct!
I thought of it at the same time.
Please continue. Please continue that review.
The kids are all complaining, and here's my favorite line. Not a single McDonald's in sight. It was almost frightening. Overall,
actually, there's a McDonald's pretty close by the one of the entrances.
Depends on the entrance. Maybe they were coming from 29 Palms.
She wanted a McDonald's in sight from the park, you guys. So.
In the park, maybe. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, they have all those beautiful picnic tables. You got to have your McD.
That's true.
Oh,
wow.
David, you won
Look
again.
At that. Snaked it. Snaked it. It was the heat. And I will tell you, the first
David
time.
David 3, Sarah 2.
The first time I went to Joshua Tree National Park to camp, it was the first day, I think it was the first day of summer, and we're like, okay, we're still in the safety zone, and we were not. It was so friggin' hot.
Oh, geez. And
I have only since sort of acclimated to the idea of camping, as anyone who follows my adventures knows.
Yeah,
and
you're an indoor kitty.
While my person was building the tent, I was in the car with the air conditioning on because I'm that jerk. I'm that
David.
Jerk. I know.
Was this
was
you,
like,
David? Did you write this review? Were you mad about it being so hot and there being no McDonald's?
I was mad about it being so hot.
David loves his McDonald's.
It was a great experience, though. I mean, I couldn't recommend. Five stars, Joshua Tree National Park is five
no,
stars.
No, it's beautiful.
Come on.
It's beautiful.
Five.
It is beautiful. I went in February after it rained for a day, and it was absolutely
that's
magic.
A smart
I saw a double rainbow.
That's the way. That's the way.
Do
go
not
after
go
it rains.
There and do not camp in the summer there, though,
no.
Even though the spots are abundant.
Yeah,
and
David, I owe you a 6-piece chicken McNugget.
I want it in,
the steak
maybe
now?
In cocktail form. Whatever the cocktail equivalent of that would
I'm
be.
Sure we
no
can
one
make
wants
some...
that.
All right, I owe you a cocktail, David, or I owe you a beer when we go clean up at trivia night at Huddle again.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By clean up, we mean, you know, coming forth. But
we came in second place, Sonia.
We were at one
tied
point.
For second.
tied for second.
With one other team. We did with
two other teams.
We dropped one in the ratings because of the tiebreak.
Okay, yes. Sonia, you're here to support us.
I know. That'd be the naysayer.
We came in second place. That is a fact.
At one point, yes. I got to be the fact checker too here, you know? Okay, so I have a question for y'all. Have you ever had a one-star experience in nature?
I mean, I've almost died in nature a couple times.
What?
But it wasn't entirely nature's fault. I think that but it's not nature's fault.
It's rarely nature's fault.
Clumsy. Right. I'm incredibly clumsy. Once, just a year ago, I was camping at Mount Charleston and it was dark and I tripped and I dislocated my shoulder. Yeah.
What?
It's been a journey. But I don't blame nature for those two things.
Did you have to get medevaced off the mountain?
No, I drove myself back down. It was
my
arm.
What?
Yeah. I mean, now we're getting to specifics. It wasn't a full dislocation. It popped back into place on site. The only thing I can say that is it's not nature's fault, but the campsites at Mount Charleston have like a little parking berm, the drive up ones.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's black asphalt and the parking space is black asphalt. So I was going to put something in my car and I tripped over the little parking berm. Like not even like a stumble, like airborne. All right, here's the worst part. The thing I was putting back into my car was my hatchet. So
also, I love that you have a hatchet, but yeah.
It could have been way, way, way. And I never found that hatchet.
If there are any unsolved murders in that area, I want law enforcement to focus in on
David,
a specific suspect.
I know
suspect.
That you're an indoor kitty, but you like chop wood to make a fire. But
I know
when
how
I
that
tripped,
works.
I flung that thing so far away from me, I never saw it again. It is still up there somewhere.
If anyone finds a hatchet.
Embedded in the ranger who is about to give a poor camper some water.
That
camper never got his water.
Yep. What about you, David? Any one-star experiences in nature?
Surprisingly, and as much as I truly enjoy nature from the safety and convenience of the inside of my automobile, my outdoor experiences have almost universally been stellar. The only one-star I would ever give, I think, is to Special Events Beach over at Lake Mead. It's one of the only couple of dog-friendly beaches down at Lake Mead, and we wanted to take our dog Spark out for a little bit of run. And I mean, I knew, generally speaking, the beaches at Lake Mead are shit, but it was, you know, the water was low, so it was even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it was rocky, and we got cuts on our feet. And the dog had a miserable time, and everything about it was just like so low rent. It's like, why make this even to a dog beach?
You know what I was looking for in the Yelp reviews? I was looking for someone with a one-star review of Lake Mead that said, like, no water, found a body in a barrel.
Like, that'd be the best.
Like, please.
Tried to fish, got a mobster.
Yeah. I almost wrote that just to throw you all off or make you laugh.
No, that's too easy.
I know. That would have been way too easy. So, alas. All right. Well, thank you all for joining me in this excellent game of one-star reviews. David, I think you're our crowning champion so far. Sarah.
Try not to be a sore loser.
And I'll try not to be a sore winner.
That is a thing.
Back to back, baby.
All right. Well, I will enjoy getting a drink with you. So that is all worth it.
And I am looking forward to the next round of whatever one-star reviews we do. What's it going to be, Sonia? You got any ideas?
Oh, my God. I need to study. I need some geology lessons before I come back.
People should send in their ideas of what category for one-stars. Yeah.
Yeah. If y'all have good ideas, please send them in because these are really fun. Well, thank you all. And we'll see y'all next time. Bye, guys.
Yeah, that was fun. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend? Tell three friends. Tell five friends. Rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our brilliant morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.
All right, that review gets one star.
Thank you. Yes.
One star review.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.